Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when we got our good friend John Deeney back on the show. John is the author of 11 Things You Absolutely Need to Know About Selling Your Business. He's one of the top management experts that I know on the planet, and he's the leading Tab Boards franchise owner in the world, and he's our good friend John Deeney. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim, and thanks for leading in with that little old band from Texas.
Yeah, that little band from Texas. We play them a little bit. John's from San Antonio, and he's our good friend. John, one of the things you've been talking about lately is literally communicating with employees, not mind meld, but you know, actually getting information to our employees in a way that they, where they can't say, I didn't know about that, right?
It's tough. It's a challenge. You know, we talk about virtual communication, Jim, or we talk about, you know, virtual assistants and virtual workplaces,
right,
and virtual organizations. You know, and, you know, the traditional definition of virtual is not real. And I suspect that, especially with the millennial generation, virtual communications is not really communications.
Right. Right. Well, when you're talking about connecting with folks, do you in this day and time, do you have to have different methods for the generations? You know, I think you probably would agree with me. And Mike, in my long career, you're almost as old as I am, John. In my long career, I've never seen as many different generational expectations in the marketplaces we have today.
It's true.
Do I need to tell George and email Bill and text Susie and tweet Sandra? You know, what do I need to do?
Certainly, that's true for routine communications. My assistant Beth makes my appointments for coaching with about 35 or 40 business owners a month. And one of the skills she has mastered is understanding what their preferred method of communications is. There's someone a text, some want to be called on their cell phone, some want a message left on their office voicemail, some want an email calendar request. And she customizes and tailors her communication with each one of those CEOs according to the way they prefer to receive it, because,
mm-hmm,
frankly, we don't get answers the
but
other way.
They're your customers.
Yes.
They're not your employees. That's different.
It is, but we need to customize for employees, too. I don't mean a different method for every single employee, but we have one CEO that is using mass emails, personal emails, an e-newsletter, a paper newsletter, a company Facebook page,
mm-hmm,
discussion groups on the company intranet, mass texting, and has flat screen monitors at every junction of hallways in the offices, and screensavers that when the computer's idle pop up with the company message and news on it, and people still come up to him and go, I didn't know we were doing that tomorrow.
Wow. Well, he doesn't let them get away with that, does he?
There's not much getting away. I mean, how many times have you said to somebody, did you get my email? And they say, well, yeah, I got it, but I didn't read it.
Right. Well, but you know, employees, in my opinion, this is where I'm going to be. My autocratic side is going to come out here, John. But if you're my employee, you don't get to decide where you come to work. I've got a building here. That's where you're going to come. And you don't get to decide, you know, what we're going to do, because I've already made that decision. This is our business model. That's what you do. You don't get to decide that you prefer to be communicated with another way. This is how this company does it. Learn it. Pay attention to it. Get the message and act accordingly. In my opinion, that's something the owner gets to do. And I don't care what generation you're in.
We think so. But if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Then they're not working and they need to go.
Well,
I'm tired of coddling. This is an area. I'm tired of coddling people who think they have to have just the right kind of a swirl in their sucker. You know, I mean, it just. I'm sorry. I'm gonna try to get off my soapbox in a minute, folks. After these messages, John's gonna calm me down. 20 till right back after these messages. I'm Jim Bless again. John Deeney is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.